B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everyone. What? A little frog.
All right?
A little frog in the voice there.
Oh, that was awful. You okay?
Yeah.
Try it again. Let's start over.
All right. Let's dump that.
Ready?
Go. Good morning, everyone. Welcome into the Fanatic at 5. Jamie Lynch, Bob Cooney. Happy Thursday morning to all out there. I didn't lower my mic before the show started, and now I'm trying to be suave about it, and I'm not.
Yeah, you're not doing it very well. Jake Arrieta had a nice outing yesterday.
How about that? Somebody took
those
the
Philadelphia
reins.
Phillies, Jamie.
Yeah, keep going, bud. Keep going, bud.
I'm enjoying watching you struggle here.
I don't like these.
Yeah?
There we go.
There he is.
All right, now we're
cooking with gasoline.
Yes, Jake Arrieta has officially taken the reins of this Phillies pitching rotation. Somebody needed to, because Aaron Nola, I don't think many people saw this coming.
Oh my gosh, this is me being doom and gloom for the team that has the third best record in baseball.
At 11-6, it's not exactly like world beaters. Just saying, they could be better. I think I broke it.
You're a mess.
No, they're a good team. Like they're a playoff caliber
good team. Boy, they might rake some numbers in Colorado over the next few days, because as we all know, the ball flies there. You got your optimal starting lineup with Scott Kingery in there, even though he's in for Segura. But Kingery goes deep yesterday. Cesar maybe feeling the heat a little bit. He goes deep yesterday. Great 8 innings from Arrieta.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that Scott Kingery is now your everyday starting second baseman.
I hope so. I do.
As
I just
Gabe
want
would
to
say,
man.
Scott is...
He can play the field, too. Names. What? Say that again?
Scott is what, Gabe?
Kicking ass and taking names.
He was actually talking about Arrieta.
He was talking
there.
About Arrieta there.
But yeah, Scott Kingery is playing really good baseball. Filled in pretty well for Segura, which is not an easy thing to do, to be able to throw somebody second, short, third, outfield.
And he plays good defense.
Yeah.
Usually you have a utility guy, you're like, okay, he's at third for a game or whatever, this and that. He makes plays in the field. He's certainly not a liability in the field, and maybe even a positive.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But it was really encouraging to see Jake Arrieta do what he's paid to do, and handsomely, mind you. And you needed it. And the big news, I guess, yesterday was Nick Pivetta gets sent down.
How about that?
That's way earlier than I would have guessed.
But he needs fixing.
Well, they
so
must
good
know,
for them.
Yeah, they must
it.
Know. Like, you know, look, this division's coming down to every game. Every game matters. So let's not waste any time here. Let's go get him. I mean, Gabe's basically said it. It's just a confidence issue with him, and I don't know how I guess you got to go dominate some AAA guys, and that's how you get your confidence back. But
yeah,
so he's mentally, he's not a starting pitcher.
Because
he's got stuff.
He has stuff.
Mentally, he's not there.
Yeah. Well, maybe they put him down there and try to find him a new role. You know, like learn him.
I mean,
when I used to coach, kids would say that instead of saying, "Hey, coach, can you teach me how to play?" We'll just, can you learn me that play? And I almost just say, maybe they'll learn him a new position. If you think he's got good stuff, how do you properly use it? So maybe it is a case where he goes down to the minors and learns how to come out of the pen.
Yeah, it's
because
it's
he does have nasty stuff that's major league worthy.
We always talk about Velasquez being the bullpen guy, but Velasquez has been all right, actually, so far this year.
Yeah, he has.
Pivetta has not. So, you know, would it shock me? No. I think Gabe's a radical enough kind of guy to take that type of shot.
Gabe and radical. Gabe and radical. Let me sit on that for a minute. Okay.
Kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah, that's Gabe.
He's radical.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Are you placating me right now?
No,
you actually agree. You feel that in your bones that he's radical.
You're in the you want to fight today or something? Don't
no,
you?
No. I felt like you were just going. Yeah, okay, he's radical.
No. I said let me sit on it for a second. I did, and I agree with you.
You seemed a little sarcastic. I was just clarifying.
I wasn't at all, Jane.
That's why I'm clarifying. That's
okay,
all.
Well, let's clarify.
Moving on.
Gabe is radical.
kicking ass and taking names.
And what did he come into the presser saying yesterday?
He said it was awesome. He goes,
so this seems to be his new thing, is to come into press conferences.
He has a statement, and he does the statement, and then
but
he says,
so he has to have something
and
wise
then he'll
opening.
Give you,
let's open it up in chat.
Type of thing.
Right.
After his dissertation.
Right.
Yesterday,
so what was
he
yesterday?
Sat down and he said, all right, you guys take the lead.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, Gabe.
Gabe. He lives for those press conferences anymore.
You know who's right there on the Gabe Pride Parade with me is
Pat
Trey.
Egan?
Trey.
Oh, Trey.
Trey likes Gabe.
Yeah,
yeah. I think he likes the ex player mindset as a manager. If I had to guess.
Oh, okay. Like I really, it's funny. I don't even think of Gabe as an ex player because I don't remember him all as a player.
He was in the 08 World Series, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. He was with the
player with the Rays.
Yep. Yes, he was.
I think he had a 10 or 11 year career. Something like that. It was a decent career.
I think it was less than that, but yeah, he did have a decent career. Let's see. You're going to look it up.
What do you think Gabe Kapler's best career batting average season was?
Well, obviously you're talking minimal at bats. So if it's over 100 at bats, I would say 260.
Yeah, no, he got 483, 444, 416. Okay. He was a full-time starter for a couple of years.
260.
260. Yeah, he hit 311 in 120 plate appearances.
That doesn't count.
In 2002.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Hit 271 in 248 plate appearances.
Borderline counting.
Oh, okay, here we go. 302, 444 at-bats.
Wow, that's not bad. Good on game.
With a 360 on base.
Who was that with? Was that with
That was with
Tampa
Texas
Bay?
In 2000.
Oh,
that's pretty.
Sure?
That's pretty good. What do you think his career high in home runs was?
11.
18.
Wow. Good on Gabe.
And career high in RBIs was 72 one season.
Do you remember
Texas.
Him as player at all?
A little bit.
Do you?
Yeah. But how about that? 300 hitter one year. That's pretty impressive.
How about that? Way to go, Gabe.
Yeah, he's presenting beautifully. So Gabe was talking about Jake Arrieta's performance yesterday and the decision to come back out in the ninth inning. And here's Gabe, courtesy of NBC Sports Philly.
Because Arrieta was kicking ass and taking names. No better reason. He was kicking some ass. He deserved to keep going out there and leading the way for us.
Like, I think that's where, like, it's not unheard of that a baseball manager would put the guy back out there. So I'm not saying that, but, like, I think Gabe knows.
This day and age it kind of is, yeah.
Like, yeah, it is.
I'm agreeing with you. It is. It is. People don't go nine innings anymore.
Because the question was kind of like, well, analytically, you were, last time you said you were in this situation, you didn't want to put the starter back out there because the pitch count, yada, yada. And he basically said, well, yeah, like, analytics be damned yesterday. Arrieta was kicking ass, and he deserved to go back out there.
And taking names.
Yeah. I'm here to drink some
kicking
beer.
Kicking ass and taking names.
And kick some ass, and we're all out of beer. but good win yesterday, another series win. Tough one ahead as the Phillies head out to Colorado to take on. Oh, I get to use it.
Colorado Rockies!
There you go.
They're heading out to face the who, Bill?
Colorado Rockies!
Yeah. Aaron Nola has been struggling. Colorado, I don't know if that's a place. That's the best place for Aaron Nola right now.
So what? He'll go 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think Saturday,
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah,
Saturday. And the Colorado Rockies are, they have a couple good players on that team. So the pitching matchups coming up tomorrow night, or actually, excuse me, tonight. They were off last, or they're right back at it tonight. They flew out late last night. So it's Eflin versus Freeland today. 4-game series, Velasquez versus German Marquez on Friday. He's a really good pitcher. Not a great matchup there for the Phillies. Then it's Nola, I don't know this guy, Sensatale.
I would get him on your fantasy team if I was you.
And then it's Eichhoff versus Sonny Gray on Sunday. So 4-game series in Colorado. I'd be happy with the split. We'll see what happens out there. Maybe the Phillies can rake in the thin Colorado air.
I would hope so, and I would think so.
Yeah. So, the other, I guess let's get to the Sixers, and then we'll get into the Eagles' schedule. And don't worry, everyone. We're not going to do W's
win,
and
loss,
L's.
Win,
14
loss,
and 2,
win,
you
win,
coward. Win. You're not an Eagles fan if you say they're anything less than 14 and 2, Bob.
Okay. I'm okay.
No, it's actually, I think, let's just get into it now, and then we'll get into the Sixers.
Okay.
I think it's a really tough schedule. In terms of your out-of-conference opponents. And it's a little bit, a little bit oddly structured. I mean, I get why it's this way, but the NFC East structure of it. You open the season with the Redskins at home, and I saw an early line.
Are you serious?
I was emailed. Yeah, there's this guy that sends me lines on everything.
Eight and a half.
Yeah, you're right on it.
Oh, really?
I think it was eight and possibly eight and a half.
Wow.
But, I mean, it's Case Keenum.
Yeah. Oh, Redskins are going to be horrible.
Yeah, Eagles minus eight, over under 46 on that game, opening week before the draft.
I love it. You got to love it.
So, yeah, they open that, and then I think in late October they play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, it's the last 4 weeks of the season. Your first game against the Giants isn't until week 14.
Yeah, how about that?
Which kind of
they did that with the Cowboys last year too. Remember, they didn't play the Cowboys until late, and then you played them twice.
It's weird. Like, I understand what they're trying to do, but it's strange to be that late in the season and then bang bang, and they suck. So they could be a potential like bye week.
Yeah, it could be good. I mean, three of your last four games are Giants at Washington, then you have Cowboys, and then at Giants. So like three of those last four games, Giants, Washington, Giants are. You know, could be very winnable if you need them for a home field push for the playoffs.
Yeah,
They got that tough stretch in October, and I don't know if they did this because football was thinking that the Phillies might be in the playoffs then or something. But they go at Vikings week six, week seven.
Wait, you can start
Bills
Jets
week
at Eagles.
Eight.
The Jets have a good defense. They just got Le'Veon Bell and Sam Darnold's in his second year. That's no cakewalk. Like, their defense is... But that starts off October to go to your stretch. So stretch it out another week. That's tough.
You're not going
to
let me...
You started on the Vikings game, Bob.
I said it's a tough stretch if they sent them away because maybe they're thinking away games, I said, James. Away, hence though I didn't bring up the Jets because that's a home game.
You said October.
I said away games in October because they were thinking maybe the Phillies will be playing baseball here in October. And that's why they sent them away. Egan, help me out here.
You're next leveling me way too early.
Egan's almost dead.
Egan's a dead man walking.
What's up, dude? You all right? As soon as he walked in, he goes, going to urgent care right after work today. I was okay, cool. Stay away from me.
Yeah, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
poor guy.
It's a tough schedule.
It is. I mean,
why do they play the Falcons every single year?
It does seem like it, doesn't it?
Every single year they're playing the Falcons and the Seahawks. The out of division opponents this year, it's a murderer's row. I mean, all right, Falcons are going to be good. Lions,
I'm not big on the Falcons anymore.
I'm not big on them, but they're going to be decent. You still have Julio Jones to deal with and whatever. Packers, early in the season, so chances Aaron Rodgers isn't hurt yet.
Early in the season at the Packers.
At the Packers.
At the Packers. That's a Thursday night game.
Oh, that is Thursday night. 8:20 on the 26th of September.
At least it won't be cold up there.
Yeah, that's a good time of the year to go to Lambeau.
Yeah.
I went to Lambeau twice when I was working for NBC, and pretty awesome.
Yeah, I've never been there.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's literally right in the middle of a neighborhood. It's bizarre.
Yeah. And most of those people are part owners of the team.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a unique trip. If you're considering road trips, you have to take into account that you don't really get any big city lights. Your dining is not going to be exquisite. You can probably find a nice dive bar and hunger down and do that type of thing.
Which is fine with me.
Yeah. If you're looking for the nightlife and the dining, I would skip that one. But the stadium and the experience of seeing a game there is incredible. So I would recommend that one. Yeah,
it's a bucket list for me.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I said last week the Masters was my number one, but Lambeau's also another one.
Yeah, that's a good one for the road trips out there. And then you get the Vikings at the Vikings. That's a tough one. At the Bills, that's no cakewalk. You know, like the Bills, they battle. It's not
and
like
Buffalo's not an easy place to play.
No, Bears coming in here. Bears are good. Playoff team, we all remember. This is listen to this stretch. Bears, Patriots, Seahawks.
Yeah.
That's a bear. I mean,
that is. That's three good defenses.
Yeah. Patriots coming in here on November 17th. The best game there is, the 425 game.
Yeah.
That is the best.
That is. You love 425 games.
Dude, the red zone for the 1 o'clock, primetime 425. Don't have to stay up late watching Sunday Night Football.
Oh, you'll be. It doesn't matter. You'll be exhausted anyway. This is your first NFL season with a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be exhausted all the time. You won't remember three quarters of the Eagles games.
Nah, 425 I'll be able to. That'll be good. And then they also have, who's the other one I was thinking of? That's it. But just out of division teams and opponents, that's brutal. That's a tough schedule. It really is.
Yeah, I agree with you. We were going through it a little bit before we started the show, and I agree with you. I think it is a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah.
They get another good bye week, and it's between week 9 and 10. So, or 9 and 11, rather. So they have the bye week at week 10. That's a good spot.
That's a good spot for you.
Yeah, that's a real good spot. And then, you know, you come back with Patriots, Seahawks at home after the bye. Okay, good. You know, I can live with that. Four of your last seven games are home.
Yeah, that's nice.
At Dolphins is one of those away
games. That's a good road trip.
That's warm
weather. First weekend of December.
Yeah.
Warm weather, a little getaway.
Yeah, that is perfect. And at Washington, at Giants.
I've never really done Miami. I've driven through it. I've been in.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me that last week. We were talking about that.
That would be a fun one.
I'm not a Miami Beach guy.
No, like,
I mean, I've been there plenty of times.
You're not putting on banana hammocks and going roller skating?
I won't do one of those two. But
roller skating? I know. Yeah, you could get injured.
Yeah, just
unless you wear your remember the wrist pads the kids that used to have to wear, like rollerblading.
Oh
pads and the knee pads.
Yeah,
I could see you out there banana hammock strutting.
Yeah, could you?
Yeah,
you envision
roller
that in your head
with your wrist pads on?
Is that what goes through your mind at night?
Yeah,
you're so weird.
Cooney's in town.
Heads up! Oh my God,
he's got a Cubano sandwich for me.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, tough schedule overall. It's weird. The last 4 weeks, all NFC East opponents. You get the one Sunday night game versus Dallas wedged in the middle, and you open the year with the Redskins at home. So pretty nice of the NFL to spot them a 1-0 start.
You hate 1 o'clock starts.
No, I meant a 1-0 start.
Oh, well, 1-0. I thought you said 1 o'clock. I'm sorry. I think they start... Hold on, let me see. I like the start of their season. I think... I don't want to do win losses.
No, but I think the Redskins coming in is as close to a win as you can get.
Yeah, you put it on Twitter yesterday. It's a bye week. I think the first
they can beat the Falcons in Atlanta. It'll be a tough game. But
oh yeah, they can. Look, they can beat anybody. I mean, you know,
your
they're that
real,
good.
real test is the Packers
Packers Thursday Night Football.
Yeah,
that's always tough to go in the Lambeau.
Short week.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, okay. Let's shift to the Sixers.
All right,
let's play the game. What's the line tonight, Bob?
Ooh, I'll say Sixers 5.
Sixers minus 5?
Yeah.
How about Sixers minus 2.5?
Ooh.
What does that tell
that's
you?
That's a Sixers line.
You think?
No, it's a Brooklyn line, actually.
It's a little...
Yeah, I see. You score 145 points and you're only a 2.5-point favorite the next game. Yeah, Vegas wants people to bet the Sixers. That's not good. Tonight will define the series. There's no question about it. They come out the way they did.
Oh, I think it's... Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. We think it off the top of our head is 78% of the time the team that wins game 3 at 1-1 is...
Yeah. And the way the Sixers beat them in game 2, just a thorough beating after halftime.
Brooklyn's going to be fired up.
Well, and so should the Sixers.
They better be fired up. If I'm Ben Simmons, I'm fired up. There's a report out there that's not good.
Hmm.
And you know what it has to do? And I think through...
Oh! Oh, I do. And I thought of you.
I think through my internet sleuthing,
you think
may
it's
have
correct.
Confirmed it, yeah.
So, are you okay? This hurts you.
I just hope
feel
he's
bad
okay.
For you.
No, if it's true.
No, I feel bad for you. right. more than I feel
I'll
bad
be all
for
right.
him.
I'll persevere, overcome.
Are you sure?
And move on. Yeah.
Oh, that's big of you because yeah. I could see you just.
I just wanted Young Love to flourish, Bob. That's all I wanted.
Okay.
I'm a fan of Young Love.
All right. So go ahead. Tell the story.
So according to a website out there, it's not exactly the most credible. It's a rumor site. Ben and Kendall have broken up. Now, I was checking out Kendall's story last night, or Instagram story, to see if I could pick up any clues.
Two things real quick.
Yeah. This is modern day journalism I'm bringing to
the table. Well, we know where journalism has gone, journalism has gone down the last couple of days. But anyway,
Chris Sharon is teaching a class at Columbia School of Journalism.
One, I would never go on Kendall Jenner's story. And two, the fact that.
Well, then you're not doing your job.
I would never admit to people listening at 5:20 in the morning that that's what I was doing last night. But go ahead.
And by the way, she puts up some sexy shots from time to time. It's not a bad.
That's work.
That's work.
So when you're looking at pictures of her with, you know, like the sheer tops and all that stuff, and Addie walks in the room and says, "What are you doing?" And you say, "Work."
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So this website has that they broke up.
All right.
She has not been around.
No, God, please,
yeah.
no.
Yeah, we should all be concerned. She hasn't been around for a while. All right. So you remember the old Disney cartoon with the, I think it's not the Aristocats, but.
Let me see. Hold on.
It's the one where the female cat.
Oh yeah, that's
and the
it might be the Aristocats.
Maybe, but he blows by the female cat. Blows by the male cat,
like not even paying attention.
Yeah, with tail up, like kind of
head
disgust.
Up. Yeah.
So that was randomly on her story, and I'm going okay. So then you scroll. She got her nails done. Lovely. She looks nice, and then she's out on like some kind of 4-wheel motorcycle chopper thing. And then the last
one. Why the hell are you telling me these things?
And then the last one.
Okay, why didn't you just jump to that?
Is a song by Enside called Single.
Maybe she's a baseball
fan. No, God, please, no!
Maybe she's a baseball fan.
She just likes singles? She doesn't dig the long ball?
I guess not. Maybe she just likes the little dinks and dunks.
I would say that Kendall posting a song called Single probably isn't a good look.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
I mean, it's a fine look, whatever, but for a good look for their relationship.
Mm.
For Pete's sakes!
Yeah.
So
Deacon's having fun back there.
Game of life. So there's that. So maybe you just hope it doesn't distract him.
Well, I think they're probably in the process of the breakup recently, and maybe after last Sunday. Maybe she's doing this just to be like, you know what? He needs me to go away for a little while.
Motivate my man.
So I'm going to tell him I'm not dating him anymore, but really I'm just going to sit here and revel in his inspired play.
So we'll get into that. Will in Philly, sorry, just saw you. We'll get you up on the other side. There's a couple quotes from Caris LeVert and Jared Dudley out there.
Yeah.
That should really spark a fire under Ben's ass. On top of the Chris Sheridan story, on top of potentially ending his relationship with Kendall Jenner, on top of two Nets calling
him out. Wow, Ben's got a lot going on.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Take care of that between the lines, brother.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Exactly right. There's one thing he can do, and that's go out on the court tonight
and be
an absolute bull.
Yeah.
And shove it in fat Jared Dudley's face. And we'll talk about that. He's got a real fat face. I just don't like looking at
it. All right.
All right.
Jeez. Guy can't help how he looks.
Yeah, he could not eat so many meatball subs. You know? I mean.
Hot meat kettle?
I mean, I don't have a fat face. I have a fat stomach.
I'm teasing you.
Jared Dudley's just kind of fat all over.
That's not true!
I don't have a fat face. How dare you?
Egan.
My face is not
even
fat.
Even in his, like, you know, dying state, he still busts on you.
My face is not fat. It is normal.
No,
your stomach is fat.
That's not true!
Hey, you stop that.
You got a good-looking face. Good-looking boy.
It's at least not fat. I'll give myself that. You're listening to the Fanatic at 5. We'll get into those cuts from the Nets coming up next. I'll talk a little bit more about the Eagles schedule and kind of fill you in on last night's NBA playoffs. You're listening to the Fanatic at 5. We got Pat Eakin producing. Sam Wilson is out on vacation for the next 10 days.
Must be nice.
In Florida.
Uh-huh.
For Bob Cooney, I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic 5:24.
The Fanatic at 5.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
Jamie Lynch here talking with Luke from PropSwap. PropSwap is the app where you sell and buy sports bets with better odds than a casino. What's going on in the NBA marketplace?
I think in terms of futures, so if you bet the Sixers at 20-1 and want to list that, the nice thing about PropSwap is during the game, all the casinos take down their futures odds. So you can't even go bet on, you know, let's say the Sixers are killing them. and you want to go bet on the Sixers to win the championship, you can't do that on any sports book. Most offshore books don't have that. Most bookies don't have that. They simply take the futures odds down while games are going on. Prospop doesn't do that. So you'll still see futures tickets being posted on Prospop during the game. So I definitely encourage people to take a look at that. If the Sixers go on a run, they're up by 15 in a specific game, check the app, check the website. There'll be tons of tickets up there. Right now, there's a ticket at 16-1 on the Sixers. I'm surprised that hasn't sold yet. So,
ooh,
yeah,
I might go hop on that one myself.
Yeah, and, you know, look, let's say they... I think they'll go to the championship. I really do. I've liked the Sixers the whole season. So if they go to the championship and they get down to, you know, plus 175, assuming the Golden State gets there, you can sell it for eight times what you paid. So, yeah, just kind of another angle that should you want to make a decision on the Sixers long-term, but to win the championship, the only place you can do that while the game is going on is PropSwap.
That's awesome. PropSwap, download the app, set the notifications to new listed tickets. Check out the marketplace there. There's tons of great action on both sides of the ticket, buying and selling it. You can get better odds than any casino. Download the PropSwap app. Luke, thanks, and we'll talk again soon.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Napa Know How.
This month, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98. That's a pretty unbelievable deal. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get Napa Full Synthetic and a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/19.
While everyone else is looking for more, the minimally invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics is focused on less. Less pain, smaller incisions, and fewer complications. Less fear, shorter hospital stays, and a faster return to function. They use robotics, minimally invasive techniques, and patient-specific pain protocols to minimize pain and downtime. Their surgeons specialize in spine surgery and are committed to helping you spend more time living your life. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Hop into your neighborhood CVS pharmacy and spring for all the little things to brighten their baskets. There's so much to discover, you'll be jumping for jelly beans with great deals on sweet treats for big smiles. This week, get a $10 CVS cash card when you spend $30 on select items. Plus, Lindt and Ghirardelli chocolates are buy one, get one 50% off. And Starburst Snickers and Twix miniatures are 2 for $7. Hop to it. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Car not starting? The solution starts at America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the issue, which means you can do the job right the first time, saving you time and money down the road. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You got a big family and you're short on food. Who are you gonna use? Walmart's grocery pickup. When you have a dinner party and your pantry is empty, who are you gonna use? Walmart's grocery pickup.
Try Walmart's free grocery pickup. Order online and we'll bring them to your car for free. Download our grocery app today.
Who are you gonna use? Walmart.
$30 minimum. Restrictions apply.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day. The Fanatic at 5.
With Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back in, Fanatic at 5. Jamie Lynch, Bob Cooney. We got Pat Egan producing. Farzetta and Trey coming up. 6 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we'll talk to NBC Sunday Night Football producer Fred Godelli about the NFL schedule release.
That's your boy.
Yeah, he was my boss for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Maybe longer, actually.
But they love themselves some Cowboys Eagles, so it's not a shock at all that they grabbed that in, what is that, late October, I believe?
Yeah, it is. What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, so that's going to be a good one. You know, it's the Cowboys obviously rate very well, and the Eagles rate as well, so that's a no-brainer for them. Somebody tweeted in during the break there, Bob, that you are correct. The NFL said Bryce Harper is to blame for the three road games in October. So
how'd that feel coming out your mouth saying I was correct?
Bob, I never have a problem saying when you're correct.
Okay. You're a little combative.
I'm not. You're looking for me to be combative, and I'm not.
No, you were combative yesterday. You're combative today. I don't know what's going on, if it's the pre-parenthood jitters that has you.
Yeah, I feel great.
You see what happens when you become a parent. Just look at Egan.
So we'll get to these cuts and comments in a minute. But Will in Philly wants to talk about the Sixers game tonight. What's going
on,
Will?
Big one tonight, Will.
Will?
Try hitting that button again. I don't think you did.
No, it's on. Will fell asleep.
Will took a powder.
See you, Will. But yeah.
Sixers tonight.
That is a little bit of a light line.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's...
I would have guessed more what you were.
That's Brooklyn.
Like Sixers minus 4.5.
Yeah, that's Las Vegas saying, hey, everybody, bet the Sixers.
Do you think the Kendall Jenner, Ben Simmons potential breakup influenced the series line? I love...
Say no.
All right, so here's the comments.
Will's back.
Oh, Will, we'll get to Will and then we'll get to the comments. What's going on, Will?
Right, Will, you're killing us.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, what's up, Will? There you are.
Yo, sorry to lose you guys. I'm driving to Brooklyn right now.
Oh, are you? Nice. Where are you sitting tonight?
As high up as possible.
How much did you get tickets for, out of curiosity?
Dude, they're $150 at least.
Are they really for up top?
Listen, I got to go to the game.
You haven't gotten a ticket yet then, right?
We're going. I'm going.
No, I'm just saying you haven't gotten a ticket, though, yet.
Not yet.
Okay, right. You might be able to do better than 150.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
The Nets are a Fugazi fan base, so you might be all be all right.
All right, yeah. First and foremost, I got three questions for you guys, but I just want to say off the bat, I haven't heard anything about Ben and his girl, and I haven't had time to process it, but I really don't want to think about it. I mean, you guys aren't covering Jimmy Butler and his significant others, so I don't know why we got to talk about Ben and his.
Well, because Jamie's in love with Kendall Jenner. Come on, Will.
Jamie's not dating a Kenner, Will.
I don't know. Are we talking about the game, or are we talking about the game?
Well, it's part of the
game.
That's
part of the game. That's a game inside the game, Will.
It's game away from the game.
We're not talking about Jimmy's game. We're just talking about Ben's. But
well,
anyway,
if he's got a potential breakup going on in the playoff series, it could affect a man. Come on, Will. We're all human. We all have hearts. We bleed.
Three quick questions.
Yeah, yeah.
What are the keys to the dub in Brooklyn? Second question is, do we think that Brett actually lost the locker room, or is that just a straight hack? Third question is, how much money do we need to raise to get Amir Johnson a PS4 on the bench? I'm gonna clock off. I'll listen to you guys.
All right, cool. All right, first, second question was, did he lose the locker room?
Well, I think Mark made a great point yesterday. If he lost the locker room and he went on a tirade at halftime and it worked,
yeah.
If he changed things up schematically, which I said yesterday, and they followed his rules... those are two examples that he hasn't lost a locker room.
What was the first question? The key to the game tonight?
Key to the game tonight.
I would say it's Ben Simmons' tenacity.
I would say it's Ben and his reaction to the breakup. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's get into the comments from the Nets players here. Because I would imagine if I'm Ben, I'm a little ticked off. Here's Jared Dudley. Ben Simmons is a great player in transition. And once you get him into a half-court set, he's average.
Okay.
Your comments on Jared Dudley's thoughts.
Average half-court player. I would say, all right, put Ben on a block and have Jared Dudley cover him, and we'll see how average he is.
Yeah, that was my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's average.
Jared
Dudley
average is
any
the definition
of
average.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, average knows average.
Yeah, like, is he exceptional in a half-court set? Not, he's an exceptional passer.
He could be.
He could be.
I mean, with your matchups, I mean, you post him down low. Who's not to say he couldn't be exceptional?
And then Will's third question was what? I would also continue Jimmy Butler as the point guard.
Yeah.
That would be a key for me.
Will's third question was, should we get Amir Johnson a PS4 for the bench? So
we should.
All right, that's
Nintendo Switch, I hear, are very cool. That's the one that you can dock on your home system and then also take it on the road with you.
Cool.
It does look cool. So here is Caris LeVert's comments on Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons laughing during the post-game apology to Jared Allen. We don't really like that. We thought that was kind of disrespectful.
Ooh.
They're getting chesty.
All right.
Is that what you want to do as the low seed? Or do you just kind of roll and stay quiet?
No, you know, if you want to say how you feel, you say how you feel. Whether you're a low seed, a high seed, whatever it may be. Going home, going on the road. I think players always feel a little bit better about themselves when they're going home. You know, maybe you don't hear those comments if they're coming here to Philadelphia. But, good for them. They came to Philly and did exactly what they wanted to do, and that was to at least get a split.
Yeah, you just want to get one. But they are giving these Sixers some bulletin board material. Between Chris Sheridan yesterday and his story, two comments now from Nets players, basically in the direction of Ben Simmons. They're giving them some bulletin board material. It's going to be exciting to see how they react to it.
Yeah, what you have to see tonight in the first 3-4 minutes is that energy that they showed coming out on what day is this? Monday night, I guess it was.
Yeah, it feels like a week ago.
It really does. That's the key. It's not even X's and O's so much, whatever. It's really the energy. I think the X's and O's take care of itself for the Sixers when they have that type of energy that they had on Monday night.
You know what I want to see them do tonight in Brooklyn?
Kicking ass and taking names.
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew in South Philly thinks maybe he has a nugget here. He's claiming I'm fake news about Ben and Kendall. I'm not confirming. I'm just reading the tea leaves here. It doesn't look good. Okay. Hopefully Andrew can right the ship and calm the fears. Andrew, what's going on? Am I fake news?
Hey, James. Possibly a worse reporting job than Chris Sheridan.
Wow.
Hey, man, I'm breaking down Instagram stories here, Andrew. I'm making a lot of sense. What do you got?
I went to validate your claims, and the song that you put up, it's called Inside. It's just saying that it was a single.
Ah, jeez, that's a terrible job.
Wow. Andrew, you are awesome.
I can't. I apparently can't read
Jamie
iTunes.
Looking for stuff.
Inside, Steve Lacy, Inside single. All right.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Andrew, that's fine work by you.
So you think they're still together, Andrew?
Who knows?
Yeah, Andrew's on the side of me. Who cares? Only Jamie sits there and reads somebody's story all night and comes right with false
information. One of your star players goes through a breakup in a playoff series. That becomes a story, Bob.
Well, it would be a story if it was true. Apparently, it's not even true because
we don't know. Well, their website still has out there that they broke up.
Okay.
It's concerning.
Andrew, are they going to win tonight?
I think so. It's all on Ben Simmons. I'm with you.
Yeah. Take it right to Jared Dudley's fat face in the lane.
I love it.
Yeah. Andrew, thanks for writing this.
Thanks for writing
me out.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
See ya. So maybe I don't know. The website still says they broke up. 610-632. Can Young Love flourish?
The day after we totally questioned someone's journalistic integrity and you can't even read an Instagram story and get the information correct.
I don't use iTunes that much anymore, I don't know how to read their singles. So Ben Simmons yesterday was asked at the, so they had a practice, I guess, shoot around, probably a light practice.
Yeah,
before they took the train up. I always love when the teams do the train.
Is that what they did? They took the train yesterday?
Yeah,
did they?
Because the Eagles take the train going down to
Washington,
D.C., and I took the train back from that game last year.
I remember.
It's an enjoyable. I love it.
Are you going down to Washington for the game this year again? It's the end of the season.
My buddy still has his season ticket, so good chance. Yeah, it's late.
You're going to have the baby, don't forget now.
Yeah, and around Christmas and New Year's, probably.
December 15th? That's going to be tough, dude.
That is going to be tough.
Cold, baby's first Christmas. You're going to be building
toast.
And yeah, you're done. Yesterday's probably the last day we'll see you out for a while.
I think it's getting real close, though.
Except for Saturday. Come on down to Xfinity Live.
Saturday.
As me, Jamie, and Devon Givens will do Sixers pregame show 12 to 3.
I think we'll at least hang out for the first
Get
half
excited.
As well. Probably have a couple beverages.
Yeah. Come on down. Seriously, come on down. It's
going to
be a good time pregame show. I got some friends coming. Jamie's got people coming. We got some salespeople last night showing some interest coming down.
I think we'll be over
down
on the PBR outdoor deck.
Yeah, hopefully the weather's okay. but even if it's not, who cares?
Yeah,
I mean,
matter.
You know, if we can all watch the Sixers game together, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so
me,
Jamie, and Devon on Saturday, that'll be great.
Xfinity Live, 12 to 3, free parking, come on down, let's do it up.
I got a lacrosse game early that morning, too, my daughter, so I'm going to try to get all the parents to come over afterwards, because they're a partying bunch.
Good hustle.
The ballers, they're called. Yeah.
So Ben Simmons, before he got on the train yesterday at practice, is asked about the Chris Sheridan, we call it a hit piece. It's interesting that Chris Sheridan put out a kind of response to the backlash of his story yesterday, yet he didn't do it on the New York Daily News. He did it on TheHeavy.com. Is that their site?
Yeah, Heavy.com, yeah. I think it is. Yeah.
Which I found interesting. Question.
Yeah. I don't know what's
weird.
Going on.
But Ben Simmons was asked about the story at practice, and here's what he had to say.
Ben, there's a story today in the New York Daily News that said you missed the Orlando game because you were out partying, and you haven't commented on it, and I just wanted to get your reaction.
I'm not worried about, you talking about regular season?
Yeah, the most recent Orlando game.
We're talking about playoffs, man. Unless you want to talk about something else, somewhere else, but playoffs right now.
How do you grade that as a response?
Not good. you know, like, I understand you don't want to fuel more fire. They were probably told, look, if you come out and say it's wrong, then the guy's going to come back and write something, which he did anyway, and then it's going to become more if you can just squash it. But my reasoning would be, the way you squash is just say, no, that didn't happen. And if it did happen, then that's the right response that he had. I don't want to talk about it. And look, I said all along, I didn't say that the guy in the piece made stuff up or anything like that. If a source told him that happened, and in fact it did happen, okay. My problem with it was, once you find out about that and you're going to write a story, you need to try to get to Ben Simmons, try to get to the 76ers, try to get to Brett Brown, Elton Brand for comment. And he didn't do that. And that's just laziness in my humble opinion, Jane.
Well, you grew up with a father as a journalist.
HL.
You were
yeah.
a longtime journalist yourself. I trust your opinion on that, so I'm gonna go with you, Bob.
Aw. Yeah. That hit me right in the feels, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
You got journalism running through those Cooney veins of yours, so
yeah.
I'll take your word. You're listening to the Fanatic at 5. Coming up next, we'll talk a little bit more about the Eagles' schedule. Jake Arrieta righted the bullpen yesterday, and we'll recap you on last night's NBA playoff action. You're listening to the Fanatic at 5. Time at the Fanatic, 5:41.
The Fanatic at 5.
On 97.5. The Fanatic.
All right, guys. If you're looking to last a little longer and go a few extra rounds in the bedroom, get the BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that brings your performance in the bedroom to that next level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, it can work faster than a pill. In some cases, it can work up to twice as fast. You might need that. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And this stuff is cheaper than those other two, so this is a no-brainer. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line, because Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code 975. All you have to do is pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code 975.
Hey folks, if you're looking for a new car, just go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. From the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLA and GLC family SUVs, their entire fleet of vehicles offers what you would expect from a Mercedes. Classic design, luxury interior cabins, innovative technology, and a flawless ride. Go test drive a Mercedes. You'll absolutely enjoy the experience. You're going to want to drive one home. Now, whether you're looking to lease or purchase, add it to your list of test drives. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, with three dealerships owned by the same ownership group, they have the inventory that can't be beat by any other Mercedes dealer in the Delaware Valley. So not only will you get the best service, they'll give you your best price. Tell them Mike Miss sent you. Check them out online at yourmercedes.com.
Hop into your neighborhood CVS pharmacy and spring for all the little things to brighten their baskets. There's so much to discover, you'll be jumping for jelly beans with great deals on sweet treats for big smiles. This week, get a $10 CVS cash card when you spend $30 on select items. Plus, Lindt and Ghirardelli chocolates are buy one, get one 50% off. And Starburst, Snickers, and Twix miniatures are 2 for $7. Hop to it. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weekly ad for details.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously, so you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the five ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the five ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents crabgrass for up to 4 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action, starting at just $26.68 a bag, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
Napa Know How.
This month, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98. That's a pretty unbelievable deal. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get Napa Full Synthetic and a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/19.
Guys, no running in the house. Leave the dog alone and turn the TV down. Oh, shoot. I forgot to pay the cable bill. Alexa, pay cable bill.
Paying cable bill.
Voice paying your bills from your Univest account using QuickPay is easy, convenient, and secure. As for the kids, well, that's another story. See univest.net for QuickPay details. Live life, stay connected with Univest. Univest Bank and Trust Co. is member FDIC.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day. The Fanatic at 5.
With Bob Cooney and Jamie Lynch.
Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back in, Fanatic at 5. Jamie Lynch, Bob Cooney. The text board was awake during the break there, Bob. I got a question for you.
Oh, they got a question for me, Jay?
Yeah, from our buddy Violations Greg.
Ah, what's up, VJ? He
says, is Bob feeling the Delhi Capitals at -130 or the Mumbai Indians at -110 in the Indian Premier Cricket League matchup this morning?
You know I'm partial to the Mumbai Indians, so that's where I got to go, VJ.
I mean, the line says take the Indians.
Yeah, you got to go Indians.
I love cricket, which is a weird fact about me. I actually would sit down and watch that match.
I got a guy on Twitter yelling at me.
What'd you
at
do?
At Bob Cooney. This is Don't Fire Brett Brown is the at Boyertown 69, which is your boy. At Boyertown. At Bob Cooney. Great journalism. The song is called Side, not Single. The song is a single. Okay, dude. It wasn't me. It was Jamie.
Bob, shoddy reporting by you.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, Bob. Why would you run with something like
Leave
that?
Leave me alone.
It's so dumb of you.
I don't know music at all, so to even, like, ask me what I said, I didn't say it, dude. At Jamie Lynch. That's J-E-L-Y-N-C-H Jr.
You're again all triggered by Boyertown 69.
Come on, Boyertown. Leave me alone. It's just not nice.
So welcome back in Fanatic at 5.
You know who likes to text us all the time is Jen Fred?
Mm-hmm.
How come she doesn't come see us anymore? She doesn't like us, I don't think.
Mm.
She used to come see us a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hurt.
Well, you just put out the bat signal.
I'm a little hurt by Jen Fred, but that's okay.
Yeah, well.
She might be on vacation this week, actually. I don't know.
So if you're just joining the show, Phillies yesterday get another series win versus the Mets. Would you say the third overall best record in baseball?
So, yeah, third or fourth. Yeah, one of those.
Yeah. Mikel Franco continues to get RBIs in the 8-hole. I believe
he's up to 16 now.
It's only Yelich and Cody Bellinger who I believe have more RBIs in the NL.
You love Yelich. He's on your team, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is he on your fantasy team? It's 10 RBIs over right, 2 days?
Can we go back to why... look, we got JT Realmuto, and that's great. Can we go back to why trading prospects is not trading prospects is dumb? Because Christian Yelich was up there 2 years ago. He was out there dangling like a piece of meat in the wind. Just come and get it.
Yep.
And they refused to move Sixto Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love JT Realmuto, one of the best catchers in baseball. If you're telling me you could have JT Realmuto or Christian Yelich, come on.
Come on now.
Christian Yelich is...
He's raking. He's a raker.
He's got 10 RBIs in the last 2 days. I think he has four home runs this week and 11 RBIs, something like that.
Wow.
I mean, the guy's on track to be another MVP.
Yep.
And you could have had him for Sixto Sanchez. So, trade prospects.
Oh, I'm always... I told you that before. I told you when Sanchez was still with the Phillies, I would give him up in a heartbeat for a proven Major League Baseball player.
Yeah.
Prospects are... In baseball, prospects are impossible to really get a correct read on.
I mean...
Tom Brown made an All-Star game.
I mean, prospects in general are really tough. Look at Markelle Fultz. I mean, but, you know, half of the NFL first-round draft picks every year are a bust.
Yeah.
It's just really hard to do.
I've had many, many GMs tell me that the biggest crapshoot in all of sports is the draft. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
You just don't know.
You don't.
And it could be something as simple as guys losing it over being a high pick because either the money hits them, the glamour hits them, the you know, they lose.
I thought Jahlil Okafor was a no-brainer pick at number 3.
That was funny. We were cleaning out one of the closets in the house the other day, and my son Kyle has a whole bunch of, like, jerseys and stuff. Real nice, authentic Jahlil Okafor jersey, yeah. I don't think it was ever worn.
I was cleaning out also. Apparently, that's called nesting, which I learned. Cleaning out the house to get rid, you know, all the new baby crap that's coming in.
Right. No. Back up. I got to keep correcting you on things now. All the nice new baby things, not baby crap. Okay.
I don't think crap is necessarily derogatory.
Crap isn't derogatory.
It's not. Amount of things.
No, crap is derogatory. Crap defines derogatory.
I don't know. I think crap is just a lot of things.
No, crap is junk. Crap defines stuff that you deem worthy of getting rid of. Crap does not define just a bunch of things.
I can't.
No, crap is derogatory.
Now that we're having this conversation, I can't recall the last time I said crap. Kind of a great word.
Yeah, you had some great words on the course yesterday.
Hey, I was.
You're so funny, dude.
Just real quick. I wasn't the one throwing clubs yesterday, Bob.
I did throw it. But I do it for fun. I don't do it out of anger. I'm laughing. I'll get out of here.
I think you owe Ron Jaworski an apology. I saw you pound the fairway at one point, too, Bob.
I think it was the rough. I don't think it was the fairway. I don't think I was in the fairway all that much.
I think you might owe Ron an apology.
Sorry, Ron.
You know,
and I should apologize for you for kicking your ass again, but I wasn't even going to bring it up.
You beat me by 4 strokes. So. Congratulations, Bob.
All right.
By the way, we used the golf passports yesterday.
Yes, we did. You got to get them. Get out there and get them. Those are the best things ever.
Yeah, $25
for a round of golf.
They just aerated it. My putting game, I was happy with yesterday's round, especially for the first one of the year. My putting was on point, but they just freshly aerated it. They cleaned out a lot of stuff over there. It's a really long, tough course.
Yeah, I love that course.
Riverwinds is challenging.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
It's a nice course.
Yeah.
Dom, we'll get Tasty Cake Dom up. Dom, we got less than 2 minutes. What's going on?
Well, I think go Sixers.
There you go.
What do you think tonight?
Excited. Game Sunday, we talked about defensively what they needed to do. Bobby said a million about fighting through picks.
Mm-hmm.
What I said to Jamie, Bob, was in the history of basketball, Michael Cooper fought through picks to guard Larry Bird. Joe Dumars fought through picks to guard Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
You don't switch.
I agree with you, buddy. No question about it.
You know.
Dom, I was on my way to the arena on Monday. It was about 4:15 in the afternoon, and I saw your truck parked you know where, and if I had 5 extra minutes, I would have come by and seen you, but I didn't have the time.
Yeah, I got to see you. Bob, I got something for you guys. We got a new thing. I sent Jamie a picture. And I got some for you, so we're going to have to do that real quick. And the other thing, Bob, real quick, is this is a little unfortunate. My first CYO, I played for St. Stephen's. He was ill, my first coach, so I talked to some of the guys. Bob, the point guard of that team was your brother-in-law. Anthony.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, he's not a very good athlete, so he must not have a very good team.
We won every game except the championship game.
Wow.
We did pretty well. That?
I would say in spite of your point guard, but that's all right. I'm just teasing you, Dom.
Yeah, I know. He's a really good dude. All right.
We will see you very soon, buddy. Thanks, Dom.
See you, Dom.
So, yeah, there you have it. Sixers minus 2.5. You can listen to the game right here on the Fanatic Saturday, Xfinity Live. You can watch the game with Bob, myself, and Devon as we do the pregame show from 12 to 3. Really looking forward to that. It's going to be a blast tonight. A little bit of a light line, I think we both agree. But certainly, you know, it's not preventative of winning, that's for sure.
No.
So it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. You can hear that right on the station. Phillies win another series, off to a tough 4-game set in Colorado. I wonder how Alain Vigneault is enjoying his time in Philadelphia so far. Think he's enjoying it? There's billboards up around the city.
That hasn't crossed my mind once.
I've seen two billboards that says, "Welcome to town, Alain."
All right.
One on 76 coming here towards Bala Cynwyd, and another one on 95 South by the stadium. So
nice.
Welcome to town, Elaine. Thanks for listening to the Fanatic at 5. Thanks to a sick Pat Egan for producing. For Bob Cooney, I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic, 5:55.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.